Our first Ask Scott question comes from David in Orlando. Scott?
Okay.
It says, there is a restaurant, I think it is in College Park, where they serve only a limited number of patrons per night, serve family style, menu changes daily based on what is fresh and available. What is the name of this restaurant?
I think I know what David is referring to, and it's The Table, which is on Restaurant Row. It's in the Sand Lake Road area, but it's located in the Delagio Plaza. This is the restaurant. It's called The Table because it has one table. It seats 22 people, but it's one table. And their concept is, I think it's $100 per person, which includes the four courses, I think, and wine pairings. And tax and gratuity is included in that. So it's a really good deal. You can take the whole table for 22 people, or if it's just a couple, you go in there and maybe you'll be sitting with some other people. They serve only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think. But it's The Table. It's not in College Park. That's the one that you want.
Next question comes in from Lewis of Orlando. I have some clients who want to host a kosher dinner in their home. Where can I find kosher food?
Kosher is, for people who do not follow a kosher regimen, who don't keep kosher, it's a very complex thing. And we have very few restaurants that are kosher restaurants. I know of one in, actually in the UCF Union, but it's a very, very small, hole-in-the-wall kind of place called Balaban. We do have a kosher deli that's going to come online this fall called Brown's Deli in Maitland. But as far as restaurants that are big and able to cater, this is a very difficult thing. But I would recommend that you contact the Chabad of Orlando and ask them for recommendations, because there are caterers in town who are very specific and can provide your kosher needs.
Excellent advice. And now we're going to go from kosher to gator, of all things. Eleanor from Altamont Springs asks, my son wants to try gator. Where should I take him?
And this is from a local person, which is usually I get the questions from people out of town because they figure they're coming to Orlando. They have to have gator.
Right.
And those of us who live here who have had gator say, why? Because once you taste it, you kind of wonder, you know, what's the big deal? It does not taste like chicken.
No, it really doesn't.
It might taste like a tough, chewy chicken. But if you really want to try gator, I would recommend that you find one of the fish camps in the area, because it's one of the things that they usually have on the menu. I would recommend Black Hammock in Oviedo. But don't, when you walk out of the restaurant, don't get too close to the lake, because from what I understand, Lake Jessup is the lake in the area where they take nuisance gators.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so, you know, if somebody, they find a gator that shouldn't be where it's supposed to be and maybe a little threatening, they put it in Lake Jessup.
Well, fresh gator for Black Hammock.
Eat it before it eats you.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.